This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Zheng Huangchia. The week-long Ryan Ferguson evidentiary hearing that will decide if he gets a new trial ended late this morning. Ferguson was convicted in 2005 for the 2001 murder of Columbia Tribune sports editor Kent Hightholt, KBIA's Alexandra Ogan reports.
The state's last witness was Corey Ironpour, a high school friend of Charles Erickson. He testified today about the remorse and regret Erickson expressed to him shortly before he was arrested. Erickson's testimony was crucial to Ferguson's conviction in 2005, but Erickson has recanted his testimony as well as a Columbia Tribune janitor who identified Erickson and Ferguson as suspects. The debate during closing arguments was about the two recantations. Ferguson's attorney argued in her closing argument that based on case law, the judge only needs to decide if the witnesses who recanted are lying, but he does not need to distinguish whether they were lying then or now, because that would be for a jury to decide at a new trial. The state refuted that claim, saying the judge does need to establish whether the two recantations are credible. Ryan Ferguson's father, Bill Ferguson, says he believes with the new evidence presented, the judge will rule in his son's favor.
And we're very positive. We really believe we're going to get a good hearing. He's upbeat, he's positive, and he knows the truth's going to come out.
Judge Daniel Green says he will make a decision by mid-June after both parties finish filing all of their evidence. Alexandra Olgan, KBIA News.
The Missouri State Public Health Lab has confirmed an additional case of E. coli in Boone County today. That brings the total number of E. coli cases in Boone County to 4. The latest case is a child who did require hospitalization but is no longer in hospital right now. State Health Department spokesperson Gina Talisi says nearly half of the 15 cases of E. coli in central Missouri are coming from the same place.
At this point, of the 15 confirmed cases of E. coli, 7 of these individuals consumed raw milk from the same farm in Howard County.
The owner of the Howard County farm has discontinued the sale of raw dairy products. Talisi says she has seen an increase in E. coli cases since the end of March. The Columbia Department of Public Health and Human Services continues to advise residents on the dangers of consuming unpasteurized dairy products. Missouri Auditor Tom Schweik has instructed his staff to stop doing financial estimates for ballot initiatives because of several recent court decisions. Schweik says the court rulings have made it impossible to conduct financial estimates that can withstand legal challenges. The memo telling staff to temporarily stop providing financial analysis for initiatives was obtained by the Associated Press under an open records request. For KBIA News, I'm Zheng Huangchia.